You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, pleased to be speaking with Murray State University Associate Professor of Journalism and Mass Communications and attorney Kevin Qualls. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Tracy.
We're here to talk about a continuing legal education opportunity coming up on March 14th. It's Trademark Truths, Trading in Your Misconceptions.
Yes, this is part of a larger class that I've been teaching called Media Law Essentials for Business. And it's a class designed for those people who are publishing, usually through social media, things that they do through their business enterprise. And once in a while, we're having events where speakers come in and we open the class beyond just the graduate students who enrolled to the community at large. This particular session will be something of interest to attorneys because we'll get continuing legal education credit through the KBA, something that accountants would benefit from knowing, and really anyone in e-commerce or publishing on social media that deal with any kind of trademark issues, here's a class for you.
Do attorneys have to do yearly continuing legal education?
12 a year. One of them needs to be ethics. And this one, I think, is particularly interesting because it has to do with trademarks. And the kind of intellectual property, we have a special guest speaker, Julie Tennyson. She's a patent attorney. Not all attorneys are patent attorneys. We don't have that many around in Kentucky. We're fortunate to have Julie Tennyson, and she'll be leading this class, and she is the expert on this.
We have had a few conversations on the air. I think we started last year, and we've talked about some of these trademark issues, and it's kind of like the Wild West, right? These regulations are still being solidified.
Well, there are a few changes that have happened in trademark, but a lot of it is just misconceptions. And I think that's what Julie really wants to do, is to cure some of the misconceptions. And so for attorneys who are helping people incorporate, or accountants who are doing that, and people are starting their own business or e-commerce, that's great. But often they're dealing with their own trademark, or they're working with trademarks for the products or goods or services that they are selling. And so it's not the same thing to say, okay, I want to register my business name with my LLC when I create it with the Kentucky, or I have my domain name for the internet and I've reserved it. That doesn't mean that you trademarked it. It's a whole different process. And so we're going to untangle some of those things next Thursday.
And how will the day go as far as the itinerary and the schedule?
It's 1 hour.
Wow.
It's just 1 hour. It's from noon to 1 o'clock, and it's going to be at every MSU campus. It's going to originate from our Paducah campus, but just go to your local MSU campus and go to one of the ITV classrooms. It's going to be there. So that means you can attend this class in Paducah, Hopkinsville, Madisonville, Hendersonville, or here in Murray.
You've been talking about doing some of these video courses for a while and having people from different campuses. How often have you been able to do this?
This is our first time that we're branching out and saying, okay, show up and we're there. It's going to be a live event, so it's both ways. We're doing it at lunch. Bring your lunch with you. It's a brown bag thing. And we've made it affordable at $60. This kind of education for $60 is really a very good value. But it's something you need to register for. And so it's very easy. I could give you the URL, but oh my goodness, it's such a long URL. But here's how it works for me. Here's how I find it. Type in Murray State University, type in the word outreach, and then CLE, as in continuing legal education, and you will find our page. And when you get there, it's online registration. You pay your $60 and you click the link and it will tell you how to get to the classroom closest to you if you're in one of those cities.
If this is successful, could you see something like this being offered repeatedly in the future?
Oh, yes, that's the plan. And this is the first one coming out of the gate. I'm planning one for May that's going to be an ethics credit on use of image and what you can and can't do online. Although this is one that is specifically, I think, designed for attorneys and accountants and those people, really anyone who's in the business community who is publishing online, this is something that you would benefit from coming to this class. So don't let the words continuing legal education scare you off. It's something that probably would help you if you want to protect your trademark, if you want to know how to go about getting one, and if you're working with other people's products and you're selling them and you're doing e-commerce and you want to know that you're minding the rules and you want to manage that risk, this is a class to take.
And do you know what you'll be teaching this fall at this point, or is this?
This fall, basically the class is developed and we're going to kind of continue. The thing is, the law changes. And so I've got the baseline down on all the different courses that we're doing. A lot of the future content will be things like how to put together your employee handbook. What is it that you can do and not do as an employer as far as what employees say on your page and on their own in social media? And there are some rules about that that people don't know that probably they ought to know. And so we'll do that as well.
All right. Is there anything else listeners need to know today?
It's next Thursday. It is from noon to 1 o'clock. Bring your own lunch. It's $60. It's a great education for anyone who is a publisher online, which is just about anybody. And if they want to know more, you can find me at Murray State. Give me a call.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Tracy.
Kevin Qualls is an attorney. He's also an assistant professor of journalism and mass communications here at Murray State University.